We're at an hour,
like,
bro.
I feel like I...
We're at an hour.
I feel like I let everyone down.
Why?
Because I drank last night and I have horrible anxiety. And I feel like this podcast, I stunk.
You did, dude. You did a good job. You're crushing it. I actually, it was funny. That night I had my white wrapper stoned off a fucking weed tincture meltdown. That night was a full on, like, I'm never, ever getting high again. Ever. This is a new chapter. And then I was at the wedding last night and I ate half a weed gummy, like,
yeah, that's the same thing. I've been drinking.
Such a piece of shit.
I've been drinking enough that I'm like, every day I'm like, enough. Yeah. No more drinking. Then you wake up and it's like, I'll have a couple.
I'm gonna try to dry out for the rest of the month. I'm gonna try to just totally dry out.
So, yeah,
we'll see. To be continued.
No, I'll get drunk this week.
I'm not putting it on you.
Sober Sunday though. We sober today.
Yeah, it's sober Sunday. Yeah. Sober September. Some people are doing sober September.
I'm not.
I failed.
I'm failing pretty hard.
Sober. I might go for October. I'll probably do 2 days and be stoned like the rest of my fucking miserable life. The pattern I've led so far is not going to break. Nothing's going to change.
All right, we got to end this.
All right, let's get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to episode 52.
Oh, my God.
Just a classic Shane and Matt. Fantastic.
Didn't get enough likes, that poster.
What? I don't engage.
I just looked at it.
I don't engage in Facebook whatsoever, dude.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I'm talking about, like, I used to write statuses, and it ruins my day. So I write a status.
Look at that, dude.
It's a nice fucking poster.
It's fucking... Luke
poster
Strickler,
for the live... Yeah,
yeah,
poster
Luke
for the
Strickler
live cast.
Designed a poster for the live podcast November 22nd at Helium. That's really nice.
Yeah, I don't... Dude, when I write statuses, it ruins my day. Because now there's this... I have this weird anxiety throughout the day of, like, is it going to get likes? How is it perceived?
Yeah, I mean, I stopped a long time ago trying to write, like, jokes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if I try to write something funny on there, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But even interacting on Facebook, it's weird as fuck.
Here's a psychotic thing I did the other night. I was on Instagram, and I see people that I follow.
Uh-huh.
And then you can click who they're following and see if they follow you. And I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Seeing who didn't follow you?
Yeah, who I've been following. And I was like, fuck them. Unfollow. They suck.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I really like, as I was, when that all first came out, I'm like, this is great. People can all talk and like share their thoughts. And I'm like, yeah, we should probably keep them to ourselves, I think. We shouldn't have our thoughts just intermingling in like a public space 24/7.
No. God, no.
And there should be like a...
As we record a podcast of our thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's different than being sitting there and being like, this is what needed, and just writing it out, and it's like, boom, now like 1,000 people see it.
Is there anything worse than writing a like spur-of-the-moment thing you thought was funny?
Yeah.
And getting like 3 likes and being
Jesus Christ. I check, and when I will do
it's
it...
It's 5 minutes without a like, I'm deleting it.
I delete it right away. Yeah. I pretty much delete now. If I put a Facebook status up... Its rate of survival is like 10%.
Yeah, that
I get 4 minutes into it, I get this weird feeling. I go fuck this, and I delete it.
That poster I put up is that like 20 likes?
You want to delete
it? 40 minutes. 20 likes in 40 minutes is not good. Whatever.
It's funny too though that like the number of likes it's getting is enacting the part of your body that's like a tiger's in your basement. You're like, oh fuck, oh man, something's going bad. This is horrible.
But I think this is a bad time to post it.
Why?
Like before noon during the week. Everyone's at work.
True. I mean, the whole point of it is...
It's a bad time.
Yeah, but the whole point is to put it out for the people who are going to see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that is so funny. Before you and you just go like, oh, God.
Yeah, I've had those thoughts, yeah.
Did you ever get the full fucking...
Never
like,
made me jump.
I've gotten it before where I get like legitimately free. I feel like I'm like...
There's definitely been times I've had to snap myself out of it, like while I'm thinking about it, and just be like, all right, Jesus Christ.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, like I'll just be driving by myself in the car, and I'll just be like, fuck. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm talking about. You're driving, you're just like, you start being like, wait a second, I can think, and you're like, what the fuck am I thinking about? You're
I
like,
think, therefore I am, dude.
And you're like, oh, God. I've done it before where I've gotten myself like to the edge of a panic attack. Between like intermittent thoughts of outer space and thinking, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, I get high and think of that stuff. True. That's why I don't like getting high.
Really?
Yeah.
I love, dude. I stay.
I can get high and think about dying and like what that's going to be like.
Yeah,
and then
dude.
When I'm high enough, I can like fully realize it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good.
When you die?
Yeah. It's easy. It's just what it was like before you were born.
Well.
It's like everything's going to be going on and you're just not there.
I don't know. You never know. You don't.
I think I do.
No, dude.
I think I do.
What do you think?
It's exactly like before I was born.
Not bad.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Exactly.
There was no eye, bro. There was nothing, dude.
I don't know. I'm not too. Whoa. I mean, I definitely be dying would suck. I don't worry about it that much. I just don't. My thing is like. I'll
tell you when you really worry about death is flying.
Oh yeah.
Just. I always also because there's so much fucking turbulence on that flight, that cross country flight. So much. I'm farting. Turbulence is going nuts. The lady next to me was horrified of flying. So anytime we hit turbulence, she was like panicking, which that sucks. That sucks to see someone
like. Did you like?
I looked at her like, "You're all right. Like, relax."
What'd she say?
She was all right. She was foreign. I was trying to fucking explain to her like, "It's fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Everything's okay." But yeah, the whole time, every time I'm flying, I'm just like, "Well, if I die, I just need to accept it."
Yeah.
Like it's okay. If I die, it'll be quick, especially on a fucking plane. But the however long it takes to scream the whole way down. Like, all those people on there fucking screaming.
Yeah.
That would suck. So that's the worst. I don't want to hear that. I don't want the pandemonium before I die.
True. You'd like to just go out.
Panic of, like, women and screaming.
Yeah. I worry more about that stretched out over the course of, like, 2 decades of just someone being in their life and being like, ah!
Just 2 decades of quietly screaming. Yeah, man. That happens.
Yeah, man. I would love to have a nice, hard midlife crisis.
You might be.
I had a quarter. I had a nice quarter life.
You could be having like a subtle one. Right now,
I'm telling you, I don't think I am.
Maybe
I could. I go back and forth whether or not I'm becoming like completely self-aware, just totally losing my mind. But
I think that takes some self-awareness.
I've racked up a hard fucking quarter life, which is nice.
When was that?
Like about like 24, 25.
Okay.
That's like
that. What happened there?
Got married. Freaked out, got married, dude. I remember being like, that way I can get married and like I can just like do stuff like stand up and I can put all my energy on stand up and like, you know, that'll solve the whole like romantic aspect of my life. I'll just have a wife and like that'll be just one fixed easy thing. Dude. Did I not know I was entering into the fucking world of smoke and mirrors, dude.
Whoa.
I entered into that being like when I was little, I thought, like, I remember distinctly being really little. I'm like, damn, dude, when I'm married, I can have sex whenever I want. That's fucking awesome. And then, like, I was like, well, that's not true. That's stupid. But once you get married, though, it does, like, settle the whole issue of, like, your dealings with women and, like, you know, just someone you see every day and you're like, what up?
Yeah.
Dude, that was my quarter life crisis. I hit that, and then it was just like.
It is funny when you're younger to be like, yes, dude, you get to have sex all the time. Then it's like, oh, you have fucked the same person and the same bad sex all the time?
I used to think about my dad. I'm like, dude, my dad can have sex whenever he wants. That's fucking boss.
Oh, nice. You used to think about your dad nutting?
I was like, dude, that's
out
sick.
Out of jealousy?
I was just happy for him. I'm like, yeah. Dude, how cool is it that my dad just gets to have sex like whenever he wants? And then like all like anyone, like any dad at a basketball game, I'm like, damn, dude.
He used to fuck her.
Like,
sick.
Damn, he gets to have sex whenever he wants. That's fucking awesome, dude. I literally thought it was like you just kind of like walked in. You're like, excuse me. Time for sex. Yeah. I mean, back in the day it was, but. I mean, again, I sound like a fucking one-trick pony, but if they started giving people acid and stuff for, like, communion, people would get into
acid
it.
For communion.
They could do it. They're the big enough, powerful
dude,
enough.
Dude, that would fuck up people's weeks.
No, I'm not microdose. I'm talking like microdoses.
They gave dad a microdose of acid.
He'd be
dude.
Fine.
He'd be fucked up.
No, he'd be fine. If you give, like, an average person a
small
Yeah,
it would just go straight to dads. Dads, yeah. Daddies and mommies.
What
would
the hell? Dosed.
And mommies dude. Get spooked.
Mommies
so
would be
fast.
Very spooked.
They'll immediately think they're dying.
No, if you give them a tiny, I'm talking about a tiny, tiny dose. They'll be like,
if you gave
dude,
it to a chick.
Dad drinks, like, 90 ounces of coffee a day. He could take a tiny bit of LSD.
I don't know, dude. That's scary.
Dude, I would rather take a fucking hit of acid than drink as much coffee as he takes.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that makes one of us,
dude.
Yeah, coffee's
saying.
Great. You got
no, he.
I haven't drank coffee in weeks, dude.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Nice brag.
Dude, I've just been laying on the couch.
Dude, if you drink.
I mean, that's all. I drink a ton of coffee.
You,
just sit down.
You could drink.
Like,
how do you do that?
Sick.
You could drink 64 ounces of coffee.
Huh?
You can drink 64 ounces of coffee. Daddy drinks 64 ounces of coffee.
I don't think he always drinks 64.
Every day, dude.
What is that?
So he drinks a 24 ouncer when he wakes up.
7-Eleven.
A 16 ouncer. Yeah, 7-Eleven. 16 ouncer from Wawa.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock. And then he has one on the way home, another 24. How much is it? What are we
at
64.
Now?
That's a winter. That's a winter schedule coffee, dude.
Bro, that's every day, dude.
I know,
he's
but
probably doing iced.
No, he does
not. Dude, you don't ever miss him like that. All right, dude.
What are you talking about? Iced coffee is the shit.
My daddy doesn't like it, dude.
Tell that to a guy who's like above 50.
Daddies do not like it.
Yeah.
For some reason. Iced coffee is great. Some weird reason.
Yeah,
it's delicious. It's the best.
I do it, dude.
Yeah, do you drink 64 ounces?
I could, yeah, no problem.
You saw what happened to me when I fucking I binged on the iced coffee. I didn't know coffee had that.
It's got a kick.
Give you a panic attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like new to coffee, and I just chugged like 12 fucking cups of iced coffee.
Why?
Because I was stuck at that. I was at a Panera all day.
Yeah, you'll get it. You can
I was
get,
in Boston, dude.
You get
I was
Adderall bird
I had
that.
Nothing to do.
You just helping out pop
so I was just in Panera on my fucking laptop just crushing iced coffee.
Yeah, you stood up.
And I went and saw, then I went and saw Jumanji by myself.
All wired up.
Like 2:30. That was the day I called you.
Oh,
that
makes
I had a panic myself, attack dude. And called Matt. Yeah.
Was that the first time you ever had a panic attack?
Yeah.
What?
I had two shows that night. After the first show, I bombed and had to wait for the next show. Just full panic attack. Called Matt.
I mean, doesn't holy bombing shit. Just give you a panic attack without the coffee?
No, it usually makes me want to do stand-up again.
Wow, that's so weird.
Well, kind dude. Of like...
That's why you are where you are now.
Yeah, honestly.
All the other haters are just...
I mean, if you bomb, you should want to get back up.
Yeah, you do. You want to get up, right? And then you analyze all your stuff, but I would say it kind of like a real quick window into suicidality, and you're right back out.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's kind of like a hard, like... It's like if you fell and everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. You get a quick, like, yeah, you get a quick, like, ah, and you bounce back up. It's a weird, like.
I don't want to ever do that, dude.
It's not good for you.
I've drank tons of coffee, but I never had a panic attack.
I don't think I've ever had a panic attack.
I've always been
I didn't
busy,
think
though.
So either.
Yeah.
I never had one until
if
that
If you,
one.
Like, sit in a Panera bread all day.
Sit in a Panera.
I think it might not be coffee-induced.
That was coffee. That was
yeah,
a lot.
Dude, if
I sit around all day long, I feel like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but then you got to go out and be victorious at night. If you had shows at night,
you could chill. But I'm saying if I wake up at 3 and go to work, if I get home at 3, 12-hour day.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting around like 4:30, like, God damn. That
let's go because you're bedeviled, dude.
Bedeviled by what?
I can't say. You got to be able to sit and be with yourself, dude. Otherwise,
I'm a busybody.
So was I.
I keep it moving.
I used to be a busybody. I started getting panic attacks when I was like 21. When I was little, I used to wake up in the middle of the night and just be terrified. My thing is, when you lay down, you're falling asleep. That's when the subconscious mind is.
Matt's like the most active dude I've ever met.
Yeah, bro. Been fighting my dreams, dude.
Matt does a lot of stuff.
If I'm gonna sit down and relax, I have to ward off just like a cascade of like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, this happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it's not healthy, bro. It's not healthy.
It's all good.
No, it's not.
I turn on fucking what's that show you make fun of me for watching? God damn.
The one I make fun of you
Big for Diggers.
Oh, yeah, Big Diggers, dude. Yeah,
Gold Rush.
Whoa.
Yeah, I watched Gold Rush and Spade calls me like an asshole, but it's just good to just watch it and really think. You watch Gold Rush?
No.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, you just watch it and just chill out.
I still play video games, dude.
I know. I wanted to get a video game or like an Xbox or something earlier, but
don't.
Then
you'll look exactly like me. You'll literally look exactly like me.
Buttery hair.
Yeah, dude. It's nice.
What games do you play?
I got all sports, dude. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Exactly,
cool.
Dude.
Cool. The new Grand Theft sports. Auto supposedly is coming out.
They
said
the
they were doing it since before the other one came out.
Mm.
What's so
I got some inside info on that. I'll hit you up.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't care that much.
No, it's not.
Slide to DOS, dude.
DOS.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I was thinking about getting an Xbox, but is there going to be a new one coming out?
Probably.
New Xbox, the system, you mean?
Yeah, better graphics, bro.
Hey, man, I'm waiting for VR.
Joe, you don't need that.
Yo, VR is a shit. I did the VR skydive, dude. It is fucking realistic.
VR's getting real, dude.
But you don't need that.
Nah, bro. VR is where it's at.
Do you want that or do you need it, dude?
With his red
I
want to
fuck you in VR, dude.
You want to strike vipers.
VR porn is one of the subreddits.
Really?
Yeah, you can see what it looks like.
I mean, dude.
See what looks like. Yo, we'll see.
I'm not going to lie.
I forget.
I'm not going to lie. I VR skydived and I was fucking like actually scared.
Oh yeah!
Like I was like, whoa! This is I was like literally like I might throw up, dude.
Where was like? Did they
I was in a wind tunnel. No, I was in a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
I was floating.
Shit.
I was.
Oh, dude, we talked about.
I was floating like 8 inches off the ground.
He was
like,
Matt was like, you gotta try wind tunnel. I was like, dude, I don't know how powerful those fans are. The last thing I want is me just dropping on my face in front of everyone.
Did you ever do the sense step tank?
The what?
The
float tank? Yeah, it was great. It was great.
I want to try that.
Yeah, I couldn't chill on that thing.
Except I had a brushed up bird. I was.
Oh,
I was banging the night before. Salt water got in that, you know, rashed up.
You couldn't go in a float tank?
I was just chilling the whole time and just seeing my.
Yo,
I was just like, your
just I just see your fucking little dick just sitting there like floating around.
Do whatever you're doing. My bad. You went hard with it. You went right in the mic.
It's all good.
You're good.
Sorry. Yeah, that is a.
But then
that
I did.
Takes you out of it.
I forgot
like
about
meditate,
the salinity.
Trying to be one with the universe. And you look down and you see a tip
I flipped
of your tenis.
Over. And I put water in my eyes like an idiot.
So you were in it.
Yeah. I flipped over. And
you can back up.
I flipped over and scraped my knee, dude. That shit stung.
How'd you like the tank? Did you stay in the whole time?
Yeah. And I just like, wow, dude, I can't believe this is my dick actually looks like this all the time.
And the salt doesn't
affect
your bird?
How'd you see
your
dick in the fucking tank?
Before I got in, and the whole time I was just thinking about it.
You just saw it. It was just the last thing he saw was just the tennis sticking out of the water.
It definitely doesn't look like
that.
It
looks
like
a
little
shark fin.
Yeah, they circulate the water. It just looks like a little bobber on the surface.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn, you just had to sit with that thought for a half hour.
Yeah, I did.
That's what the deprivation tank is. You see your naked body for 1 second.
You just look
you
just
like
a slug.
Lay there and be like, Jesus fucking Christ. Just floating in nothingness like, oh, man.
I did not enjoy it.
Yeah, see, it was a weird. I fell asleep, which was really nice.
Yeah,
really,
I
fell
not,
asleep
dude.
In
I thought
there.
Someone
was
going to kill me
great.
The whole time.
Yeah, I thought someone was just going to open mine up and be like, ah!
No.
Opening it up is so funny. If you open in one of those tanks, just someone in there naked, like trying to rush to the front to close it.
Like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Terrifying.
I've been itching for the float tank, dude. I need to get back in there.
Now that I don't
it.
Have to work because I'm out of work with the knee, I've been trying to like get all weeded up.
Yeah, it'd be good for the knee.
Fucking get
we can
weeded
float
up.
Tank you now. We can do light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, seance
if you, I'm saying
spooky.
If you guys do VR porn, I'll suck your necks while you do it.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to like eat a dessert and just go and spit it out. So I'm like, I don't need to swallow this.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, why not just? I'm like, it's not going to do me any benefit by like, I don't know why you have to consume it and like make it part of yourself. Just chew it up, taste it, go. And
that's
spit
why
it out.
I dip.
Why?
That's what chewing tobacco is, dude. It's just a sweet treat.
It's a sweet treat.
Uh-huh. This is citrus blend.
That's true. That's why I don't understand why you have to like eat a Reese's cup. You can chew it up and just like. Let it kind of melt and just spit it.
I don't know. I think it feels good.
Why do you
sliding
down
your throat?
That's what I was wondering. Like, so it's like, do people really like? Is it like? Do you like swallowing candy too? Being like,
yeah,
that's so weird.
Yeah, what are you talking
like,
about?
Why
that's
you just
great.
Swallow a piece of cake? Just chew it up and enjoy. The
I mean,
taste
these
of
are
it.
These are the questions of the ages that you're asking. Why do we have to swallow Reese's?
It's like just spit it the fuck out. All
yeah. right, Steve, what's going
on? Well, anyway. I was going to talk to you guys.
Fuck out. Yeah, that's,
I don't know how interesting this will be, but so the Anthony Bourdain thing.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't really know of him too much. Like I knew of him by name, but my brother and I were talking about that, and it's kind of one of those things that I had. My reaction to that, in a very narcissistic way, is like almost a hair of relief. Not about that he's not him in particular. So it's not that I don't want to. I don't want Anthony Bourdain.
A lot of dirt on the Clintons.
No, 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 no.
I think he probably did.
Let me just say, I don't want anybody to kill themselves. I'm very unhappy that he killed himself. That's a tragedy. But
for sure.
It reaffirms this thing where it's like no matter how much you think something's going to make you happy in the future, it's just not.
You're saying he reaffirmed your hypothesis.
Correct. That's, I mean, I wish I could take it back and say it the way you just phrased it.
I don't know. Maybe
I hear
he
saying.
Was what? He was what? 61 or 51?
61.
61. 61. Yeah.
All right. So he lived a pretty fucking wild, good life.
Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe suicide at that age, the happiness thing. I mean, I'm sure he was upset when he killed himself, but he was probably happy.
He was also on Chantix, too.
Dude, I'm telling you, these drugs, dude.
Chantix is that shit you take to quit smoking, and apparently, it, like, really fucks up with your. It really messes with your pleasure receptors, and like, it's one of those like suicidal ideation may occur.
Okay,
but
he's also. Go ahead.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you can. I don't know. I could be way off here, but the happiness thing. He could have still had a pretty fucking great life. And just
no, Steve saying that
just clocked out.
Steve saying that he had a thing being like, no matter how what level of success you attain, it you know it's not every it's not the end all be all, and it, right?
Yeah,
something
yeah.
Like
well,
that.
If you have this underlying condition, which he had,
yeah,
you know he was like addicted to drugs for a long time. It's not going away. And for me, and Matt and I had talked about this. Like, I'm so prone to fantasizing, and I've been doing that since I was like, you know. 20 about my career.
Yeah.
It was always just like fantasizing about, you know, what, I would be famous or I'll be on this show. And then everything, suddenly I'll be like the Tommy Pope of, you know, just like fucking people. You know what I mean? Well, you know, I wasn't
talking about fucking people. I was talking about Tommy jacking off.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. His, a success level of that kind.
You want to be the Tommy Pope of jacking off?
Well, let me just keep going. So then we get to that, and
he wanted the whole kit and caboodle, dude. Money, pussy, power, dude.
But I'm just saying that it's DMX. Clear. It's clear that those problems need to be addressed now.
Yeah,
and that was just would never make it go away.
No, I got exactly what you're saying. I know what you're saying, and you were saying his death, a positive you got out of that was like, yep,
yeah. Because, I mean, I can imagine what Shane's potentially saying, which is like, you're just fulfilled. You're still happy, but you go, well, I have nothing else to do, so I'm going to kill myself.
Like Hemingway eating that shotgun.
But I don't know enough about that particular case. But
yeah, I'm sure he was pretty bummed out.
I feel like if he was on some sort of like, hanging yourself's a sad, that's not like a... I've seen enough. Let me fucking brutally hang myself. Yeah.
I do take back any. I doubt there's been too many. You know what? It's been a good life.
Hunter S. Thompson. He apparently said I'm going to shoot myself the day I turn whatever and went out and.
But I think he was losing his mind.
Yeah, he was definitely out of his skull. There was. I was reading a book about this robber, Jack Black. It's a book called You Can't Win, and Shuley gave it to me. And it's this guy in the 30s and basically 20s to 40s who went around and was like a burglar and just like was a house thief, stole shit from like a safe cracker and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he eventually, you know, it's like an autobiography, but he goes legit. And they talk about in the afterword of how he got paid to write for Hollywood after that. He was he was doing all this stuff, you know, he had a pretty good life. And he told people if I start feeling shitty or, you know, if I turn a certain age, I'm going to tie weights to myself and jump into a river. And then one day he just disappeared. No one's ever seen him since. So it's he was doing pretty well.
Okay. So then there goes my hypothesis, maybe.
No, it's not. No, I'm just saying it's the same thing. It's this guy, you know, he did everything you could possibly do. And at the end of it, he was and just fucking killed himself. I'm not attacking your hypothesis. I thought I was reinforcing it, but I guess it wasn't. I just want to say the guy put weights on himself and jumped in a river. I thought it was pretty cool.
that's a good way to go.
That's the whole point of that.
That's actually probably a horrific way to go.
Yeah.
I was talking to Matt also too, then trying to address this anxiety issue because I got very bad anxiety and it tends to be in very specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
So a large indoor open places is just mayhem for me.
Target, Walmart?
Yeah. The mall, 30th Street. Yeah,
the mall fucking kills me. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about not getting, being able to get purchase on the sound around you where it's all kind of ambient, but it's all there and everything feels very far away.
Well, you know what I bug out about? About how many strangers we have to deal with all the time. It's you're not really meant to. You're supposed to be in a little village of 40 people you've known forever.
Yeah.
And you deal with 80% strangers. So you're who the fuck's that guy? Who the fuck's that guy? If you see one person you know in public, you're holy fuck. So that's weird.
Yeah.
That's something I bug out about. I'm Jesus Christ, I don't know any of these motherfuckers.
You gotta move to a small town.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Eventually. But yeah, I stranger danger, dude. You gotta watch out for that.
Yeah. You can move to a small town and kill yourself.
That's not a bad. I'll just sink into a fucking lake.
Well, I know everyone here. They're all gonna miss me.
Yeah.
I
used to get anxiety a lot, man. It's fucking. It sucks.
And so I get this book called Dare, which is silly, but it's a lot of what you talked about. Insofar as the general idea is, you want to go towards the anxiety as opposed to trying to control it.
Yeah.
And so that was something. What? Oh, Finn's.
Finn, man.
Yeah.
He does, I'm sorry. My dog's on my bed in the studio.
Looking absolutely adorable.
He, whenever he lays down, he tries to pull blankets underneath him. And it's pretty great to watch.
Yeah, I like watching dogs get comfortable.
Yeah.
Anyways, just that little switch was pretty big. Because every time I start to feel the feelings come on, dizzy or I can't breathe or, you know, derealization, things don't feel. I'm just desperately trying to get control of it. Thinking about my breathing, thinking about this. And the idea with this book was, you want to run at those sensations. So Yeah. Cheesy as it sounds, like if you're feeling your chest tightness, you're like, all right, well, make my chest tighter. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to pass out.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you talked about, although he doesn't recommend like the taking CBD to the you freak out.
Well, I'll just smoke weed. Oh, you're right. So, high as possible, and then I'd be like, you know, right in that spot of like, everything's wrong. Oh, my God. And just weather it out, dude. Weather out the Stormy Daniels.
And so, and at the end of the day, what he says is like, it's not about, it'll never go away. You know, it's just about how you interact with those sensations mm-hmm. when they do arise.
Yeah.
And that they're very normal.
Yeah, it is funny to think about when you have a panic attack. It's just, you're like in a party and it's just you. There's a dude who's so in his head that he's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. It's just, right? It's just this pure thing of like, whatever you're talking about to yourself, and you're like, I need to go outside, dude. This is too fucked up.
Yeah.
It's funny how you have like a slight, like a just like a Windows error. You're just like, oh, God. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because I walked to the Acme. I like couldn't go in the Acme.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like sitting there like kind of pacing, like scratching my head. And people walking by, probably, you know, like, nobody knows, but it's like, I'm having such trouble going to pick up eye drops. You know, like, just a storm.
Dude, I was convinced I was having a heart. I was like, I'm going to have a heart attack because my heart had like a weird arrhythmia.
Yeah.
Definitely going to have a heart attack. And like, I would go to the treadmill and I would do like, I'd watch the heart rate monitor and it would just like, and if it hit like triple digits, I'd be like, oh God. And I would just get off the treadmill. I would like a minute on the treadmill and get off and then like go do another thing and be like, oh, I got to take a break. And I must have looked like a psycho at the gym for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But I got out of it. You know, I did a little more every day.
No. This is back when you had a ponytail.
Yeah, dude. That was me coming out of it. That was me conquering my health anxiety. The whole time I grew my hair, it was pretty much, it was like 2 years. And
Grow it back out.
Now you do jiu-jitsu, dude. Now, it's the same thing with a heart attack. You're like, I'm going to have a heart attack. And I'm just like, dude, bring on the big one, dude. Hook me up to the machines. Let's do it. And, dude, I stopped.
Have you gotten deeper, like that derealization feeling?
A depersonalization?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gotten that, Shane?
What's that?
It's just like reality starts to feel more like a dream. Like you can't tell, is this real, is this not?
Yeah.
It just starts to feel very weird.
Like you get so anxious that it's almost like you're like, almost like cinematic in a way, where you're like walking, if you're walking through a bunch of people, it almost feels like you're in a music video almost. Like,
yeah.
It's weird.
And he described it in the book. He was saying that, now I don't know whether this is true or not, but his theory is that your brain is so focused on, let's say, your heartbeat or your breathing, that all that other information is still coming in, but it's just being processed different because you're so focused on the other thing.
Whoa.
So then it just seems very weird.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And but the larger point is that everybody feels it. So it's like,
because
when you're experiencing that for the first time, you're like, I'm seeing through something here.
Yeah, because my vision will get fuzzy. I'd be in a place, my vision gets fuzzy, I'm kind of tingly, and I'm just like, oh boy, something bad's happening. You know, then you just bug the fuck out.
Yeah, that's...
You get that?
I mean, I don't know about fuzzy. I get like loss of focus. Yeah. Does that make sense with your eyes? Like it seems like it's out of...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
don't
bug
know.
Out too hard.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had that since I was like a kid.
What, bugging out?
Yeah, like... I don't know.
You talking about when you stare at something for a long time?
No. It's tough to describe.
Yeah.
I don't know how to...
You try to articulate your subconscious.
Yeah. Thank you. But, anxiety. I mean, I have no plan of attack. I'm just...
You just clutch on the blankets.
I'm just fucking riding the wave.
Well, do you get like hard... I would get like hard out of the blue life anxiety out of nowhere. Do you think you're just getting...
Yeah, I get hangover? That. I get that real bad.
Just a look down the well where you're just like...
Yeah,
what does it feel like? What do you...
It just feels like if I have... It's all about stand-up.
Okay.
That's all it is. Like if I don't have shows or if I don't have anything good for a while, I'm all fucking...
Yeah.
I'm like, my life is a fucking failure.
Yeah. Which is a frustrating point to be in because it is something you would need to worry about.
Yeah, but then it's almost bipolar because then I'll do something like I did last week and I'm like, holy shit, dude. Everything's going well. Oh, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, you did the bonfire.
Yeah, and then, you know, a week of not really doing anything. Like last night I was doing Philly's Funniest competition. Yep. I'm just in the green room talking to a fucking weirdo after weirdo. Like, oh my God. Yeah. Like I was tired during stand-up. And that's a weird thing. Well, normally I'm excited and happy to be there. Like,
I think it's a good gauge, though, of your I would say uptick since now you're in Helium and you're like, Jesus Christ, get me the fuck out. You know what I mean? Yeah, almost like, this is fucking boring.
But it's
almost
also
where, like, remember how stoked that you were like a year before being like, I'm hosting the funniest, oh, that's great. Now you're like, Jesus Christ, this fucking thing. So that's a good sign almost.
Yeah. And-